seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
I'm delighted to welcome you to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. I've had a magnificent week, and I'm sure you've had one too. Today is another very special day because we have with us a rather distinguished gentleman from Houston, Texas, as our special guest. His name is Leonard Stanley Shaykind. Len, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Garnett. I appreciate the invitation.
Thank you so much. Now, the topic for today's episode is building a legacy. Building a legacy. Now, the most magical of all journeys is the quest to fulfill one's destiny. And on this journey, you will experience many twists and turns before the very real vista of what role you are supposed to ultimately play unfolds itself in all its clarity. It is, however, also quite true that very few people are fortunate enough to traverse life playing out their true and authentic destiny. For those who do, after fulfilling their mission, what remains is the compelling obligation to utilize it to bequeath a legacy in such a way that they leave the world a much better place than they met it. A legacy can be built on the various platforms of human effort and endeavor. Now, today's show will show you how one man named Leonard Stanley Shaykind is in the forefront of building solid financial legacies in such a way as to impact positively on the world. Permit me to introduce you to Leonard S. Shaykind. Shaykind holds a 1985 MBA from the Harvard Business School and pursued a brilliant career at Royal Dutch Shell and the Shell Oil Company in a period spanning 34 years, 1957 to 1991. As regional treasurer for Royal Dutch Shell's operations in the Far East and Australasia, Shaykind was responsible for negotiating and financing well over $40 billion in both corporate and major project activities throughout this region. His final assignment for Shell was as the administrator of the $12+ billion Shell Savings and Retirement Programs, with responsibility for both the investment and administration of four major funds. Shaykind, now 83, or rather it's going to be 84 this year, is the chairman and CEO of Institutional Investors Consulting Company, IICC, of Houston, Texas. IICC is many things. It is a holding company, it's an investment bank, and it's an investment advisory group. Once again, Leonard S. Shaykind, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you so much. Now, Leonard, our last session, because if you recall, we had a session with you in November of 2014, was really quite amazing. Now, do you have any wrap-up comments you wish to make on building legacies?
Well, yes, I do. And in anticipation of this session, I went back and listened to my talk two or three times and found it to be very interesting. And what I did, so it's clear, I put the talk that I gave on our website. And if anybody wants to listen to it, they're welcome to. It could go on our website. And I'm also planning to put this talk on our website for futures. Anyway, in looking at it, I came up with some thoughts. One of the items I like to mention is focus is very, very important in doing what we do. But before focusing, it's important that somebody have a vision. And I just watched a program on TV of a person whose name is Dan Rubenstein, who I know. Dan is the head of a very large private investment group. And Dan has decided to build his own legacy. And what he said he did, he first thought about what is it that he could do to really make a difference. And he spent a lot of time thinking about it. And then he concluded that he could do something that would be unique to the world. And that something was to find monuments and things that were done supporting, honoring people and helping them. And about the time he came up with that, there was a small earthquake in Washington, D.C. And he decided that his first project would be to help fix the Washington Monument. The Washington Monument, which was set up to honor George Washington and the founding of the country, had been damaged in an earthquake, and as a result, people were no longer allowed to go into it. So he, on his own, hired all the people to fix the Washington Monument. Now, while this was going on, Congress was all of a sudden realized that why should an individual do it? So Congress agreed that they would put up 50% of the money. So he put up 50% of the money, and Congress put up 50% of the money to prepare the Washington Monument in Washington, D.C. And after that, he started doing unbelievable projects. I don't know if you recall that there was a very famous statue after World War II with Marines and hoisting the American flag in Iwo Jima, and that was also damaged. And he's done all these amazing things. Now, my grandson graduated from Duke University about a year ago, and Dan Rubenstein was one of the speakers at the graduation, and he did a wonderful job. And he talked a little bit about building a legacy, and so I just wanted to mention that. Now, one more person. His name is Michael Bloomberg, and this is important for a number of reasons. I knew Michael Bloomberg when he used to work at Salomon Brothers. Anyway, long story short, he ended up setting up Bloomberg Communications, and then he became the mayor of New York, and he did an amazing job. He's a multi-billionaire, and now he has announced that he and a number of other billionaires are putting their funds, they're going to be donating more than 50% of their wealth to various causes that they look at. And and he's made a list of these things, and it's Michael Bloomberg. And the reason I'm saying this is that when we get into more detail in our discussion, you'll find that one of the key things is if I'm going to build a legacy and if I'm going to give money to various charities, how do I decide which ones I give them to? And so we'll get into this later on, but I wanted you to know that as a result of listening to my session from November, I came up with a number of very good thoughts as to how one should proceed in building a legacy, and we'll get into these as we go forward in our discussion. All
right. Okay, thank you so much. Now, I call that a very inspiring inauguration to today's discussions. Thank you so much. Now, Leonard, speaking of legacies, I had a look at your website on the BW Better World Foundation. Can you please tell us more about that? Really sure, and how all of this fits together with the things you are doing in IICC.
Yes, I would be pleased to do that. And and also, one of the things I will be doing in this discussion is to be mentioning a number of names of people that we're working with. And I should tell you, and I hope you don't feel badly about this, but I have discovered that women tend to be more effective than men. And so of the people that we're working with, I would say 70% of them, maybe more, are women. And so I'll be mentioning a number of women's names that we're working with. One, of course, that you are well aware of is Tammy Marquis, who works closely with you and is actually the person that introduced me to you way back. But anyway, getting on with this, one of the things that we discovered in working, IICC has always worked with various not-for-profit groups. helping them raise money and the like. And one of the things that we discovered is that just like a business, when you're working with a not-for-profit, there has to be a very well-managed operation, very well-organized. And that's how we came up with this idea of PLOC, Planning, Leadership, Organization, and Controls. Well, take, for example, veterans. There are at least 4,000 or 5,000 veteran not-for-profit groups in the country. And so how does one decide which is the right one to make donations to? Well, the answer is due diligence, lots of due diligence. So what we've done is we've set up the BW Better World Foundation, which will be applying for 501c3, and one of its primary roles will be to do due diligence and vet foundations. So, for example, if Michael Bloomberg, who I mentioned before, hears about a foundation that he thinks is very good and he wants to know more about it, he could contact us, and for free, what we'll do is that we will do a very detailed due diligence on that foundation and give him the report and what we think about that foundation. Now, if he would like to donate that money that he was going to donate to them to our foundation, and then we'll put it into the other foundation and at the same time monitor their performance and to be sure that they're doing it the way they said they're going to do it, that's fine too. And so in order to build the organization for the BW Better World Foundation, and actually I should mention that the BW stands for Beryl Walk, and the foundation has been set up in honor of an old friend of mine, Beryl Walk, who died a number of months ago. But we started building the organization, and one of the people that was introduced to me by two other people was Renee Scholl. And Renee lives in Kalamazoo, which is in the state of Michigan, and she is a fantastic person. And she had been working before this with a number of veterans and people with brain problems and the like, and doing a wonderful job. And I'll make this short, but long story short, I told Renee that if she would help me with the Better World Foundation as the executive director, then I would help her with a lot of things that she's doing, but also we would make, she has her own foundation, which is one that works with sports people and veterans and the like. And I said, I would help you with your own foundation. So she's agreed. So Renee Scholl is now the executive director. Now, the first thing she did was to put together a website, which is very important. And it's bwbwf.org. www.bwbwf.org. Now, for all the people that are listening, I would love to have them go to that website and look at it and also give us feedback. We're looking for feedback. And on that website, we're starting to talk about not only what is the mission and the purpose of the Better World Foundation, but also how we will operate and what we will do. And we're building our organization right now. Now, any organization has a board of directors, a management, and in our case, an advisory board. And right now, I am the chairman of the board of the Better World Foundation, and Renee is also a board member, but she is also the executive director, or we might call it the chief executive officer. And we're right now in the process of building an organization. On our website are the pictures of two other people that are working with us. One of them spoke on your show a while ago, Kevin T. Robertson, and we're now in the process of building an organization. Now, what is very important in an organization is to have the right people, and I tend to emphasize very much on what I call the advisory board. So we're now in the process of selecting 4 or 5 very interesting people to go on the advisory board. And Dr. Garnett, I'm going to tell you this. Guess who I'm thinking of is one of the people that I'm going to ask to go on the advisory board of the Better World Foundation.
Tell me.
It's you, sir. And I just
me?
Yes, sir. And
me?
We're going, Yes, sir.
And we member of the advisory board of the Better World Foundation?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm offering you. I think you can make a wonderful, wonderful contribution to the Better World Foundation. And remember, it's the world. It's not just the United States. It's the world that we're talking about.
Thank you so much. I am humbled and I am honored.
Great. So are you accepting?
I accept absolutely.
All right. If I could shake your hand, I would shake your hand and
I'm shaking your hands in absentia. I can assure you of that.
Okay. Well, very good. I'm really pleased. And, you know, I've read a lot about you and many, many things, and I'm very impressed. And it's also, to be honest, in a way, you're an ambassador for us and for our foundation. And I think this could be very, very important. And one of the things that I will also talk about is we wanted to figure out what are the areas that we want to focus on. And we've been spending an enormous amount of time on this. And many of these areas, and I'll be able to talk about this as we go along in this conversation today, because each one is very unique. But one of them that we first chose is children. And I'm talking about children between the age of 0 and 5. And the two areas that we're most interested in working with children between 0 and 5 is 1, nutrition, and 2, reading and education. And the reason for nutrition is that the research has indicated that if children do not get proper nutrition in the first 3 years of their life, then they could be permanently brain damaged for the rest of their life. And so it's very important to get to these children very early on. And we're working with a company that's developing nutrient products that can be used, given to children early on, even that don't have teeth. And one could be mixed with milk. And this same company has set up their own foundation to actually provide nutrition to children all over the world. And one of their focuses was on Africa. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, they started in Ethiopia, but their focus was on Africa. One of the women working with us, another woman, said, "Why only Africa?" And I said, "I don't know why." So I asked them, and they said, "Well, where else do you think?" So I asked the woman, and she said, "Well, she comes from Honduras. So why can't we also provide nutrients for children?" And I said, "No problem." I said, "It's any place that there's a need, that we have the nutrients, we have to set priorities, but there's nothing wrong with providing nutrients for children in Honduras." The other area is education and reading. And I don't know what your schedule is, but anytime you want, I can talk about that now or talk about that after the break, whatever you would prefer.
Okay. Now, Leonard, we'll have to take a break now. Just for 2 minutes, a short commercial break. And when we come back, I think you can still talk a little bit about it. Maybe with a question I'll ask you. Thank you so much.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style. Be the star you are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts. Join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, be the star you are. Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the second segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we have with us a distinguished member of the Houston business community. His name is Leonard Stanley Sheikind, a 1958 MBA graduate of the Harvard Business School and now chairman and chief executive officer of institutional investors consulting company IICC of Houston, Texas. Welcome back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Leonard.
Thank you very much.
Now, Leonard, I see from the website that there is a very interesting relationship between the foundation and the for-profit Better World Fund. How does all this tie and fit together?
Well, that's a very good question. And let me mention a couple things before I answer that. One is that, back to the foundation, what we've done is that we've broken up the world into three parts. One that we're calling children, and children are between the age of 0 and 20. And the second part is adults, and adults is between 21 and 75. And the third part is seniors, and seniors are between 76 and 125. And, of course, I fit in the senior category, and I would be very much like to live to be 125. That would be wonderful. And what we talked about so far...
I hope you do.
Thank you. We talked about children in the 0 to 5, and we talked about nutrition and education. Now, one of the key things, and as we have more time later on, we can talk about other categories, and I will, but one of the key things in a foundation has to do with properly structuring it, and we talked a little bit about organization, but also how are we going to raise the money that we need to do what we want to do. So what we've come up with is another concept, and this one is called the Better World Fund, the IICC Better World Fund, which basically is a for-profit fund that is focused, a for-profit fund that is focused on doing projects for a better world. But the thing that's unique about the Better World Fund, it's going to donate 25% of its profits to the Better World Foundation. So 25% of the profits of the Better World Fund will be donated to the Better World Foundation, which will be a prime donation. Now, the Better World Foundation will be getting donations from many, many other people, but the Better World Fund will be a significant... Now, it's a $500 million fund, and we figure that the donations over the period of the fund will probably total well over $100 million. So what we're saying is that the Better World Fund will be donating over $100 million over the life of the fund to the Better World Foundation. Now, people say, how do you get all these numbers? Well, for those of you that don't know who I am, I love to build models. I'm a model builder. I built models before there were even computers. When I was at Shell in the early days, we used to use what was called slide rules. And I would use slide rules and logarithmic tables to build models. Well, we model everything. And the models clearly support what I'm saying about the Better World Foundation. Now, just as we with the Better World Fund, it's the same thing. We need a board of directors, we need a management, and we need an advisory board. Now, in this case, I have another person, doesn't have to be a woman, but is a man who's working with us, whose name is Robert Wooden. And Robert said to me, Robert is actually leaving today to go back to Switzerland, and then he'll be hopefully joining our organization when he comes back. But Robert said to me, Leonard, why are you looking for somebody else to run the Better World Fund? There's only one person that should be the executive director of that. And I said, who? He said, you. Whoever's going to be the executive director, you're going to teach and coach and everything else. So I've decided to dedicate about 20% of my time to managing the Better World Fund. And of course, I am the person that knows a lot of the people that will be investing in it will be large pension plans, foundations, endowment funds, what we call family offices, and big institutional investors. And so that's my background anyway. So I figured, why not? Now, I'll have an organization, but so I decided that I will be the executive director, and I'll work for free. There's no fee. I won't charge a fee of the Better World Fund. And and I think that will make it very effective. And again, so there's a very strong interconnection between the Better World Fund and the Better World Foundation. And and one linkage, of course, is me, because here I am, the chairman of the board of the Better World Foundation, and I'm the executive director or the CEO or whatever the name is of the Better World Fund. So I think these two things fit very, very nicely together. And at the same time that we're evaluating many, many foundations and charities for the Better World Foundation, we're also looking at what are the best projects that we could invest in the Better World Fund. And if we have time, I can even mention some of these, because each one is not only, we feel, will be profitable to a certain extent, enough to justify it, but at the same time will be a project or a company or something that makes for a better world. And
okay. All right, Leonard, if you permit me, I'd like at this stage to ask you a very important question, and that is, what do you, as the chairman of the board of the Better World Foundation, see as the real world problems? And have you set some sort of priority in solving them?
Absolutely. And getting back to my schedule of children, adults, and seniors, we've come up with categories. And as they say, the first category is nutrition. Now, by the way, I should mention that everything that I'm saying, the real end game, the end point of everything is world peace. And so the question is, what do we have to have in this world to have world peace? So the first thing is children and nutrition and education, particularly reading. So that is a priority. Now, another priority for that we're doing for many reasons is we're setting a priority with veterans and working with veterans from World War, not too many from World War One now, World War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, World War II, and also all the recent wars that are going on right now, working with the veterans, because in my view, we're not handling them properly at all. We're not treating them with the respect that they're due. So we're talking about focusing on a number of foundations that are being set up to help veterans. One of them that I mentioned at our last talk was one that is being done to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD it's called. And we're moving right along with this. The individual who heads up this foundation, his name is Lane Ostro, and Lane is the will be running this foundation, and we're very, very supportive of it. And another key person in this is Dr. Eugene Lipoff, who is the medical anesthesiologist who's come up with a procedure to help veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. And it's a very, very long story, but so here we have our foundation is doing an enormous amount of due diligence into all this so that we can properly recommend this to people. So veterans is another. Now, a third one that I'll mention is basically world relations. And we're one of the key things that we're trying to do is to build stronger relationships between China and the United States. And we have something we think can do this and kill two birds with one stone, and that is to build what we're calling the Chenault Foundation, the Claire L. Chenault Foundation. Now, this is kind of complicated, but its purpose is to help veterans in many, many areas. There's a museum connected to this, at least one museum, but most importantly, it's to build stronger relationships between China and the United States. And you might ask, how does the Chenault Foundation, what does it have to do with building better relationships between China and the United States? Well, the answer is clearly this. The most famous American ever in China is General Claire L. Chenault. That he's in all the history books. In the period 1938 to 1945, then General Claire L. Chenault worked closely with the Chinese government. He was a general in the U.S. Air Force, and he worked closely with the Chinese government to beat the Japanese, to fight the, and I could go on and on and on. There are many, many books. So our idea is this, that he's being honored all over China. His granddaughter, who is an executive director of one of the museums and on the board, has been honored by the president of China. The chairman of the board is General William Chen, who is the most senior Chinese general in the U.S. military, and he's the chairman now. And General Chen's father was what we call a flying tiger. This is the group that was set up by General Claire L. Chenault to help build the Japanese. And for those of you online who haven't, please, please, please Google Flying Tigers General Claire L. Chenault, because you will be amazed. And he is honored all over China.
So thank you very much, Leonard. This has been very explanatory, and I'm sure that our listeners now have a very firm and beautiful grasp of what these foundations are all about. Now, we'll just spend the next 3 minutes in entertaining someone that you know very well. Tammy Collins McKee happens to be the business manager of this radio show and my literary agent, and happens to be your protege and an associate of IICC. Now she's dropping in to say hello to you. Tammy, are you there?
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, Tammy.
Hi. My name is Tammy Collins Marquis, and I'm the business manager to your host, Dr. Yami Garnett. Dr. Garnett, you are such an outstanding radio talk show host and a beacon of light to the world. You are such a world-class wordsmith of the written and spoken word. Please accept my appreciation for your legendary and uncommonly gifted soul. Special thanks to Brandon Jackson, executive producer, Voice America Radio Talk Show Network, Mr. Leonard Shaykhan, and our beloved global listeners. I feel really privileged and humbled to share this global radio platform with two brilliant gentlemen, my dear mentors, Mr. Leonard Shaykhan, business leader, and Dr. Yami Garnett, physician, literary master, and our phenomenal listening audience all over the world. And to Mr. Leonard Shaykhan, you are a consummate professional and business leader of uncommon acumen who has worked hard to change the dynamics of institutional investments by spearheading and pioneering the implementation of new and unique programs in our financial markets. You have built up the unassailable reputation of an international humanitarian by deploying unique strategies with which you have achieved unprecedented benchmarks and a solid foundation for others to build upon. Your intellectual prowess and rare expertise as a financial investment maven are nothing short of a testament to your commitment to make significant strides and changes as an advocate to genuine global economic empowerment of world peace. Your meticulous attention to detail as you pursue excellence in your activities in the financial market are outstanding by empirical professional standards. Your commitment to aid and assist others in their various endeavors is legendary. As a renowned global networker, you have successfully transcended multiple barriers to build veritable bridges of cooperation between peoples and nations, in the process knocking down doors to usher in vast economic benefits for others. Your ability to multitask by employing rare wisdom and acumen in your business practices is the obvious key component of the winner's attitude, which has only added to your ability to display a humble dominance of the international investment markets through a willingness to work assiduously with diverse peoples around the world. In the process, you have successfully offered amazing entrepreneurial insights by building cultural bridges between the United States and other countries. Our final verdict is that you have emerged victorious in your quest to achieve your unique brand of accomplishment by stamping your signature of industry and excellence on humanity. Thank you, and God bless you.
Well, Tammy Collins McKee, on behalf of Leonard Stanley Shaykind, who is the mentor to all of us, I say thank you so much for this absolutely brilliant attribute.
You're welcome.
My distinct pleasure. And
well,
have a
Tammy,
wonderful day.
I want to thank you also, Tammy. And this was wonderful. Tammy has been a very, very big help to us. She's introduced me to some really wonderful people. I do, Dr. Garnett, I do have one complaint that I would like to talk about. And that
can you do me a favor? Can you do that immediately we come on break? Immediately we come on
break. All right, immediately after the break, I will stay online because I have a complaint. Okay.
That's right. Thank you so much. We have to have a quick break now. Thank you very much.
Okay.
All right.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's Y-O-M-I Garnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget that we have with us the distinguished member of the Houston business community, Mr. Leonard Stanley Shaykind, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of IICC of Houston, Texas. Welcome back, Leonard Shaykind.
Well, thank you. And I hope Tammy is still with us. And what, Tammy, that was a wonderful, wonderful talk you gave, and I appreciate it very much. Tammy has been a wonderful person to work with. She has introduced me to some really great people, and I appreciate you very much, Tammy, except that one of the things that life is about, in addition to doing work, and is fun and joy. So my complaint is this, that when I first met Tammy, she told me about another person that I've been asking her to meet, who he said was the smartest business person she ever met, and also old, but not as old as me, and that's her mother. So I've been asking Tammy now that I would love to meet her mother, and so far I haven't met her. So Tammy, maybe within the next week or two, you could introduce me to your mother, and we could talk to one another. I'm sure we're going to hit it off really well. And Tammy is very, very appreciative of her mother, and I am too, but I haven't met her yet.
Okay, now this is what I'm going to do. Now, I'm going to stand between the two of you as an umpire. After all, Tammy belongs to me and belongs to you too, Len.
Yes.
She's my business manager and she's my literary agent, and that means I have a very, very strong influence on her. And I'm going to make absolutely certain that within a week from now, Sandra Collins, her dear mother, drops in with Tammy Collins to see you. How about that?
Wonderful. Tammy, they would be just delighted to meet your mother, and I'm sure we're going to hit it off well for many, many reasons.
Now, Leonard, we have another guest who'd like to say hello to you, a brilliant intellectual member of the Houston business community. Also, you know him very well. His name is Eugene Michael. Eugene, are you there?
Yes, my friend, Dr. Yomi. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Very good. I would like to say hello to everyone, and again, as always, applaud yourself, Ms. Tammy Collins Marquis, the Voice America Network, and Mr. Leonard Stanley Shaykind, especially for your tradition, your sterling tradition of bringing to us legendary, world-changing life champions, your distinguished guest, Mr. Leonard Stanley Shaykind, being one of them, as my father mentor. Congratulations, I certainly applaud you all.
Thank you so much.
I'd like to just make one comment in regards to your distinguished guest. He is a man that it would be very hard for me to do justice to, so I will do the best I can. I consider him a father, a mentor, and many of the people that are known throughout the world of business consider him that as well. Goldman Sachs, for instance, they know why he is called in many circles the father of private equity. He is a man that is a living legend. I don't want to make him blush, but there should be a book about him called Living a Legacy, because that is exactly what he is doing in the sense of business, entrepreneurship, mentorship, as well as mentorship in philanthropy and humanity par excellence. Time would fail me, and we do not have the time to really do justice to him, but I say that God has given us this man. He is a godsend, and I expect that before it's over with, the world over, he will be recognized for the incredible human being that he really is. I give him thanks, and I pray that God gives strength to him, you, Ms. Marquis, Voice America, and everyone who would join our hands together to build a legacy of worthy of the future. Thank you all, and bless you all.
Thank you so much, Eugene, for that wonderful tribute.
God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Leonard?
Yes, sir.
At our last session, you briefly talked about one of your passions, being able to help the country of Haiti. Now, what's going on with that now that they have a new president? And in passing, I might as well mention that you appear to have very strong connections with the West African country, Nigeria, that is going to inaugurate a new president on May 29th this year. Can you tie these two moves you are going to make very soon together so that we can have a very clear picture of what motivates you to show so much interest in these countries?
Yes, I will do that. I just also wanted to mention, thank Eugene for his very nice talk, and to say that one of Eugene's real strengths is that he is a very, very, very positive person. And it's very important in life to be positive. And Eugene is so positive. I asked Eugene to wrap up we have a monthly talk that we have, a conference call, nothing like yours, but Eugene is the wrap-up person, and he always does a wonderful job. So thank you, Eugene. Now, back to Haiti. Basically, we were asked to, by the head, the president and some of the senior people in the Dominican Republic many years ago asked me to help Haiti. And the reason for this was that Haiti, in a similar way to Mexico in the United States, was sending many people over the border into the Dominican Republic, and they really wanted somebody to help them become a stronger country. So I started, this is many, many years ago, talking to Haiti about helping them, and we started doing all kinds of studies about Haiti, and I found out just some wonderful things. It's a great, great country. It's a wonderful history, but there was a certain amount of corruption there. And so the person that we were working with, who was looking to become the president, he was a dual American and Haitian citizen, and he was thrown out, but the Supreme Court wouldn't let him run. And then the person came in to be the president. And then about a year or so after that, there was a big earthquake in Haiti. And then the U.S. government, one of the governmental agencies, contacted me and asked me if we would help Haiti become a stronger place. And we put together what I think is a wonderful concept, a public-private corporation, and we have a lot of support from many, many people. The one thing that's holding us up is that all of these people have asked for, and I should tell you that part of our concept is that we're not going to let other people spend the money. We're going to take the money that we're going to put into Haiti and do it ourselves so that we sure it is properly used. But anyway, one of the people that are working with us have asked for one thing. They want a letter, a memorandum of understanding from the president, the prime minister, and the head of the Congress that tells us they want to work with us on this project. And it is very, very difficult to get that. It's a long, long story. We're getting closer and closer. I'm working with a person named Edmund Hello, who is very helpful, another person named Steve Shore, a number of people from Haiti, and we're getting closer there. But our goal is to really help Haiti become a better, stronger country in many, many areas. We have a whole philosophy of how to do this, and we're getting closer and closer. And just yesterday, one of the people that work with us, Jim Johnson, who just came back from Aruba, told me that I should spend more time talking with a friend of his who is operating in Haiti, and that maybe he could help us do what we want to do so we can move forward. And so Haiti is a very important thing. Haiti, for those of you that don't know, was controlled by France. And after we bought the Louisiana Purchase from France for a certain amount of money, there was a revolt in Haiti, and this natives of Haiti, the most of them come from Africa, revolted, and Napoleon was the in charge, and he said that they could have their freedom if they would pay him something, and he wanted more money, them to pay him more money for Haiti by a long shot than we paid him for the all the states in Louisiana Purchase. But anyway, Haiti has been a very, very poor country, and but it's a lovely country. There are lovely people there, and it could be a very nice country, but so we're really wanting to make that special. Now, Nigeria is another whole thing. In Nigeria, for those of you that have studied Africa, you'll quickly find out that Nigeria is probably the most wealthy and the largest country by people in Africa, and it has enormous potential. And through a person whose name is Ojo Maduidi, who way, way back was the legal advisor to the president of Nigeria, I got very involved in Nigeria. And as you may or may not know, Shell is one of the largest players in Nigeria. So I, through Ojo, I met with the president of Nigeria and talked about how we could help Nigeria, on and on. And we've been working on that. We're now into the third, we're now into three or four presidents from the one that I was originally talking to. And we're very, very hopeful that the new president who's now going to come in will be just the right man to bring Nigeria from where it is right now into the future as a showcase in Africa for all countries there. And we're very excited about working with them. We have some excellent contacts in Nigeria, and we really want to help. And part of this has to do, and I won't get into this in too much detail now because it'll take forever, with working with the First Lady of Nigeria, who I've not yet met. So one of our big things is to meet with the First Lady of Nigeria to talk to her how we could work with her together to make Nigeria a stronger place in the future. And
Can I just quickly come in there?
Yes.
You may be talking with the new First Lady, because this First Lady is leaving office in about 3 weeks' time.
Yes, that's what I want, the new First Lady. I have to talk.
That's right.
I know the current one is Patrice Jonathan, but I want to meet with new one, and she's the one that I think will be a very important key to work with us. And and I can tell you many stories about this and First Ladies, but I won't, just to say we're very excited. And again, back to way back when we talked about the Better World Foundation, absolutely two areas that the Better World Foundation will be involved in will be helping various charities, both in Haiti and Nigeria, operate and make for a better world. So these things all fit together in a very, very nice way.
Well, thank you very much, Leonard Stanley Shakehind, for this absolutely amazing and totally magnificent outing on today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. It will go on record that this is one of the most intellectually intoxicating episodes that I have anchored as the talk show host on Dream the Life, Live the Dream. But then I'm not surprised because of the very rich pedigree of our distinguished special guest, Leonard. I'd like to say a very big thank you to you for taking time out of your understandably busy itinerary and schedule to be our distinguished special guest today. I wish you all the very best in all your endeavors as you continue to build financial legacies all over the world. And on a very personal note, permit me to express my profound gratitude for the honor that you have done me by appointing me a member of the advisory board of the Better World Foundation. Thank you and God bless you.
Again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.